It's hard to read the news these days without asking yourself, how did we get here? Fiasco is a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which resulted in a high-stakes stalemate, ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Is the first woman president going to be a Lib, or is it going to be one of ours? We'll talk about that. What to do with these purple state GOPers? Is Trump going to put Ron DeSantis anywhere? Someone wants to know. We're going to talk a little bit more about our institutions. What about the Boy Scouts? What's the most important one? All that, voicemails, and so much more coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to get to this one right off the bat. Hey, Jesse, as Trump walks away 2-0 against women, I realize that the first woman president will be a conservative because women, liberal women, are unlikable and awful people. Am I wrong? And do you see any conservative talent that could fit the bill? His name is Ryan. I don't know that you're wrong, but here is going to be the major holdup for a woman getting elected president in this country. And I'm not one of these people who's going to say it's never going to happen. That's crazy. Societies change. Values change. It probably will. But I will tell you right now why we have not had one yet and why it's going to be very, very, very difficult for a woman to do it. Part of this comes back to why the business world can be difficult for women who don't have the right mentality on it. Allow me to explain. When it comes to politics, allow me to explain. Picture this. I want you to picture your dad. Your dad is a super important person, wealthy and powerful and important. Who would that be? Bill Gates. No, I hate Bill Gates too much. Your dad is Michael Jordan. Everyone knows who Michael Jordan is. Billionaire, famous athlete. Everyone loves Michael Jordan. I want to wear his shoes. Michael Jordan. Let's picture your dad as Michael Jordan, okay? And so you, as Michael Jordan's kid, you should know, that it doesn't sound great. It doesn't come off great. But there's been this thing, this power you have your whole life. The power being your father. And when occasions arise, you pull out that power and use it. So you want a better deal on the new Chevy you're about to buy. Hey, I'd like you to knock a couple grand off. You know my dad's Michael Jordan, right? I mean, I can bring him down here, trying to get into University of North Carolina, where Michael Jordan went to school. Oh, you're rejecting my application? You know my dad's Michael Jordan, right? You get pulled over. Cop pulls you over. Hey, you know my dad's Michael Jordan, right? It's become a power. It's become a source of power where, as cringy as it may be, you can pull it out when you're in a bind to gain things, to gain access to things, to get yourself out of trouble. Okay, you with me? Part of the problem for some women in politics is they do the exact same thing. The communists, ones like Kamala and ones like Hillary, they live on it. Everywhere they go, every room they walk into. My dad's Michael Jordan. My dad's Michael Jordan. Vote for me. My dad's Michael Jordan. You don't vote for me. You hate Michael Jordan. They can't help it. Everywhere they go, it's I'm a woman. I'm a woman. If you don't like me, you're a misogynist. I'm a woman. I'm a woman. With Dome, it was I'm a black woman. I'm a black woman. I'm black. I'm black. I'm a woman. I'm black. I'm black. They're used to their entire career. Their party is so obsessed with identity politics. They're used to pulling that out every single chance they get because it works in crazy lib feminist circles. It's a very small circle where it works, but it does work in those circles. If you walk in to a room full of 25-year-old single feminists on anti-anxiety medication and you stand up and say, they don't like a powerful woman like me, but I'm a woman and I'm going to shatter that glass ceiling and show these men who's boss. Every single hag feminist in there will cheer and yell, yeah, I love you. The problem is the second you step out of that room and out of that bubble, it turns everyone else off. Everybody. Stable women, married women, every dude, every single dude. There's no dude on earth, except for Democrats, which they don't count as men. There's no dude on earth who hears that I am a woman, hear me roar crap and says, yeah, that's inspiring. Every dude says, oh gosh, here we go again. So that makes it extremely difficult for a Democrat woman to get elected president because you can't just focus on that room full of crazy liberal feminist hags. Now, on the Republican side, though, here's the problem. The Republican women, some of them, they see that power source. And they can't help themselves from pulling it out from time to time. Now, this is not at all universal. Like Sarah Huckabee Sanders of Arkansas, I've never heard her do anything like this before. Just a friggin' rock and a star. So this is not universal. But so many women on the right. Kristi Noem is actually a great example. The new DHS head, which I hate that pick. But anyway, Kristi Noem is a great example. I've seen Kristi Noem do this multiple times. Figures, as a woman, I have to endure these attacks. These misogynistic attacks, as a woman, they can't help themselves. It's this Michael Jordan's my dad, and I know I can pull it out and gain an advantage. They cannot help themselves. It's given them an advantage for so long. They're so used to reaching in their bag of tricks and pulling that out that they can't stop themselves from using it. And I'm here to tell every female politician listening right now, every single one of you on the right, the left, I don't care about you, screw all you, but every single one of them on the right, stop doing that because every dude is turned off. It's gross. I don't give a crap. Every dude is turned off. It's gross. And if I may offer some more offensive advice that I'm sure I'll get a bunch of hate mail about, you ladies in the business world as well. Believe it or not, I am not a complete barbarian. I understand women go into the business world, and as much as I like to joke about it, I think that's totally fine. Good for you. Go. Have a wonderful career. Take over the world. CEO this. Good, good. Go, 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 go. Don't ever, ever, ever pull out the, it's because I'm a woman crap at work. Nobody wants to hear it. And even though the girl in accounting who's giving you the sympathetic ear and she's going to pump you up, yeah, you're right. You are a woman. Go, girl. She does not have your best interest at heart. You will not succeed with that crap. You will not. You will hold yourself back. Compartmentalize it. Stuff it in your pocket. And I'm not here to say that women don't face some of that stuff at work. If you've ever talked to a woman in law, oh gosh, big law, golly. You father's raising daughters and you're putting her into law, you better get her prepped now. The world of big law is a vicious world for women. They will treat women like crap. Chris, yeah, I'm sorry, bud. Look, we all know your daughter's probably going to be a lawyer. Everyone knows that's in the cards, so you better get her prepared now. But big law, big finance, ask Carol Roth is the last person in the world who would ever pull out the, it's because I'm a woman crap. She would never, ever do it. And that's not what she did with me. But, you know, Carol and I are friends. She was big finance, you know, that whole huge finance world. Oh, talk to Carol about what it's like in finance. If you're going to go into those fields, I'm not telling you don't go into those fields. You better get yourself ready. You better get yourself ready for a harsh world that is not necessarily a woman's world. And as long as your mentality is fine going into it, you'll be fine. But if you are going to carry that Michael Jordan's my dad, it's because I'm a woman crap, no appetite for it. You will fail. You will not make it. As far as your question goes, That is why it's very, very, very difficult, almost impossible as we stand right now as a country, for a Democrat woman to be elected president, because they simply cannot help themselves. They have risen oftentimes in their party using that. They pull it out time and time and time and time and time again. So when they stand on the national stage, if you're like, Dome did this all the time. Dome was able to rise through California politics like that because they're so far left. She made an entire political career, a really lucrative political career. She made an entire political career of, I'm a woman, I'm black, I'm a woman, I'm black, I'm a woman, I'm black, I'm a woman, I'm black. Well, now when you're running for president, it's not just nutty Californians you got to appeal to, Jack. You need blue-collar Michigan guy who's putting together vehicles all day long, and he doesn't want to hear that crap at all. That's nails on a chalkboard for him. It doesn't work. You can't do it. Conduct yourself more like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and you'll be just fine. All right, let's do some emails, and then we'll talk about these rhino senators, shall we? Let's also discuss getting our T levels up where they need to be. Getting our energy levels up where they need to be. Chalk will change your life. Natural herbal supplements from Chalk will change your life. We'll set aside the stacks for a minute, and let's talk about chocolate powder. It's chocolate. I know that's shocking for you, but it's chocolate. And it's just packed full of vitamins and minerals, and you start your day with it. That's how I do it. I start my day with it. Either Ob makes us a smoothie, or it goes in a glass of milk, or even I've done it in a glass of water. And man, your day sure changes when you start out with a whole bunch of vitamins and minerals you need. And Chalk has Black Friday specials running on everything they have. Massive discounts on subscriptions in the month of November. You have to use the code Jesse, and you get a $50 bonus product to your first delivery. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can also leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. Let's do a couple of those.
Hey, Jesse Kelly. My name is Mike. I'm a newer listener. I just wanted to know what your thoughts were. I just read something that Joe Biden might resign and give the presidency to Kamala Harris.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris hate each other's guts. Jill Biden hates Kamala Harris so much that she actually celebrated the night Kamala Harris lost and came down to breakfast, allegedly with a smile on her face the next day. She also refused to shake Kamala Harris's hand at the last time they were together, which was 3 or 4 days ago. The chances Joe Biden does anything kind to Kamala Harris between now and the day he dies are exactly zero. If Kamala Harris was somehow set on fire and Joe Biden was standing by her with a glass of ice water, he would chug the water, dump the ice behind him, and walk away laughing. There's no chance that happens. Zero, zip, zip, nada. Never believe it.
Hi, Jesse. I'm very deeply grateful if you could bring up a subject to your listeners. There is these fires that are happening all over our beautiful country.
You know, I was just thinking about those hamster fights on steroids yesterday. What, Chris? Stay with me for a second. I really feel like we might have something here. Here's our problem. The hamster, it's cute. We're going to have... No, listen, Chris, you don't understand. We're going to have a woman problem. Women are not going to want to see roided out hamsters fighting to the death. What, Chris, what? Shave them? That actually might work. I hear what you're saying about shaving them to make them uglier and less cute. I understand that. And yes, it would show the rippling muscles more from the steroid use. But you know what's going to happen? This is the information age. Somebody's going to film the hamsters being shaved, and they'll be cute at first, and then they'll shave them. And then, look, my wife will be a part of the protests. I'm telling you right now, if she has to watch hamsters fight to the death, she's going to be part of the protest. I think we need to set aside hamsters and go for something that's uglier and less cute. Rats. We can stay in the rodent world and make it about rats. Everybody hates rats, and they can get enormous. We want more size and strength to make these gladiator battles more entertaining for the people. It's about giving the people what they want. I think rats, and not tiny cute ones either. We go to New York City and we find the ones that are the size of dogs, and we have them just go to war out there with each other. Rats instead of hamsters. But I do like your idea, kind of, Chris, about shaving them somehow. We really need to make these things extra hideous if this is going to catch on. I like it. I like it a lot. Back to the voicemails.
Hi, Jesse. I'm very deeply grateful if you could bring up...
We haven't really thought about the weapons, though. I mean, we're talking about this. They don't have thumbs, so they're not going to be able to grab anything, really. I realize rats can grab something. I understand how their hands work, but their instinct is not going to be to use their hands as weapons. So what we really need, we need something that attaches to their head or some sort of... No, not armor, Chris. We don't want them protected. We need them to die. We want weapons. We need some sort of a weapon. Oh, I got it. What if you've ever seen a triceratops? The dinosaur? That's what we need. Let's give them spiky horns on the end of their head, and then they're king to ting ting. We could even, it would make sounds and stuff like that, and we could make the material stuff that would spark when you do it. I think this works.
Hi, Jesse.
We might want to armor something now that I think about it, though. Listen. We don't want to armor the vitals because we need the kill stroke. We need that killer rat who's unbeatable. But I think we need some eye protection. We also don't want them losing an eye. If you lose an eye, what, Chris? What? We could just suit them up like gladiator helmets with the horns on it. Oh, yeah. I figured it out.
Hi, Jesse. I'm very deeply grateful if you could bring up a subject to your listeners. There is these fires that are happening all over our beautiful country and land. Some of it is arson. Some of it is natural, whatever. But I wanted to know if you could keep it in the headlines until we get some answers how to manage these. Just so many thousands, hundreds and thousands of acres are destroyed. So I would love to hear something in a shift on subject matters, something as important as this.
Actually does matter a lot. Green terrorism is not something that we dwell on a lot. And all the time the wildfires get headlines because the greeny lunatics try to use it. But the truth is eco-terrorism is a major deal. And often when they have these terrible wildfires and people lose their lives and their properties, I know it happens all over Montana. It actually just happened up by my folks' place up in Montana not long ago. They catch somebody who said it. And I don't mean set it by he was burning a heater and flicked it out the car window, although that happens too. Please stop flicking your cigarettes out the car window. I'm talking they catch a guy with a can of gas and a handful of matches. That's a fact. Eco-terrorism is a huge deal, but it is covered up by the FBI and the media because they're all on the same team. So, of course, you turn on the news and you hear about the white supremacists. But you don't ever hear about these greeny freaks who are out there torching wildlife. Of course, in the name of Mother Earth. It gives me a friggin' headache. What would if I didn't have Relief Factor? Not many things give me a headache now because I take Relief Factor every day. See, Relief Factor is for pain. It's for daily pain. The pain that holds you back from doing the things you like to do. Do you not golf anymore? Maybe going to work. Maybe you work construction. Maybe going to work hurts worse now because your friggin' hands hurt all the time. Maybe you don't take walks with your wife. Try Relief Factor. Just try it. It's just 3 weeks. If it doesn't work, don't order anymore. They're not going to keep sending it to you. They sell three-week quick start kits for $19.95. 100% drug-free. It's a supplement that helps your body's natural response to inflammation. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Now, Rhino Senator time. Next.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
In the aftermath of a transformative election like the one we just had, it's hard to read the news without asking yourself every 5 seconds, how did we get here? That's exactly what we're always trying to figure out on Fiasco, a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which came down to a recount in Florida and ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. In many ways, it's the beginning of the story we're living through right now. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore, and find out how a statistical tie in the Florida vote count put the nation into an unprecedented holding pattern, during which American voters waited with bated breath to find out whether Al Gore or George W. Bush would be the next president of the United States. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Do not forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a rating talking about how big my hands are. Jesse, which is worse, having a gutless coward like Susan Collins or Lisa Murkowski that agrees with us on 70% but actively works against us with the 30% that matters? Or having a Democrat in the seat? I go back and forth on it. Okay, so let's talk about this, because this is going to be something that we're going to rage about over the next 4 years on occasion. The different kinds of United States senators we have. So let's lay this out. And I realize there's a reason to dislike every senator. It's very, very, very hard to be principled at all and stand for the right things as a senator. It's one of those jobs when you represent a whole state and the swampiness of it. So I realize I may pay some compliments to people you can nitpick, and we can nitpick all of them. None of them are perfect. Okay. So let's deal with the top tier. And this is not an all-encompassing list, just as a general example. Who are the top tier senators? Those would be senators who we can reasonably assume will be with us on most things. Those are always, always, always going to be from blood red states. These are going to be the Rand Pauls, the Mike Lees, the Ted Cruzes of the world. Again, it's not an all-encompassing list at all. Tuberville's pretty good. Schmidt from Missouri may be the best senator we have. He's just so new, people don't know. But there's a few of them, right? There's a few. Okay, so let's set those guys aside. Again, I know you're throwing things at the radio. But Schmidt did that. I know. They all screw something up from time to time. I get it. Those are the good ones. Set those aside. Then let's deal with the problem children. These are the ones we're going to come back to. The real, real problem. The red state senators who screw us over when we need it. When we need universal arms locking, these guys can vote with us, but they oftentimes don't. These are the Lindsey Grahams, the Mike Rounds, Tom Tillis, John Cornyn, John Thune. You've heard me blast James Lankford. You've heard me blast them a million. And that's, not an all-encompassing list, but you get exactly what I'm saying. These are the guys who should be in the first category. They should be universally with us. I mean, yeah, they're going to kick a vote here or a vote there. Maybe that's a policy disagreement. Maybe they're being blackmailed. I don't know. But every now and then they're going to kick a vote. But those guys should be in category one. Instead, they're in the other one. We won't address Democrats, but let's dig into what you mentioned. Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski. Sometimes we have to take only what we can get, okay? We have to take only what we can get. And this is not me moderating. You know that. But for instance, Larry Hogan. Maryland is a blue state. It is a blue state. Larry Hogan, he was just governor of Maryland, and then he just mounted a Senate run. He lost, but he mounted a Senate run. Now, I'm never going to sit here, and you never heard me sit here on the radio and praise Larry Hogan. We need him in the Senate. He's everything we need. This is the lion. This is the leader. But I wish he would have won. It's not because I agree with Larry Hogan. I disagree with him on most things. I really do. But for Maryland, he's the best we can hope for out of a state like that. If we were to get someone like him in the Senate, is he going to screw us 50, 60% of the time? Yep. But that means he's not going to screw us the other 50% of the time. Whereas if a Democrat gets elected, they screw us every single time. Which brings me to Murkowski and Collins. Look, I've watched Lisa Murkowski screw us over more times than I can count. And Susan Collins, too. They'll do us wrong in a moment where we feel like we need them the most. And when they do this, we, and I'm guilty of this too, we unleash our fury on them and they're worthless. And I'm not telling you to stop doing that. I get mad at them and they should feel that heat too. They need to feel our heat. They need to feel the scorn of public opinion. They do. But we're probably not going to do better than Susan Collins in Maine. I know, Chris. I know. Look, I'm not celebrating when I say it either. We're not going to do better, probably. Maybe. Alaska is kind of a different bird, but Alaska's not near as red as you think. When you think about Alaska, you think wild, rural, salt-of-the-earth people. And that is a lot of Alaska. I fell in love with it when I went up there fishing with my old man. But Alaska also has, it's very tribal. Some parts of it are super blue. Alaska's about as purple as it can get. As much as Lisa Murkowski makes me want to pull out the three remaining hairs on my head, she's probably, for now, about as good as we can get in Alaska. So I actually don't sit around stressing the Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowskis of the world. I wish they were better. But I understand for Maine, that's probably as good as I can hope for. My frustration is where we could and should be doing better, and we fail. That's my frustration. I have one son who hates school. He absolutely hates it. And I have another son. It's not that he loves it, but he's super diligent, and he takes it. He's the kid who will be studying for a test when he wakes up in the morning. He's eating his cereal. I'll come out unprompted. He's studying for his chemistry test that day. I have one son who I have to practically tie down to the table to study, and the other one does it on his own. So I know. It's not that I try to hold him to different standards. I know. The son who hates school and doesn't want to study, and I have to tie him down to the table. My expectations of him are not straight A's. That's not who he is. He's not who he is. Not the guy, not that kind of kid. Doesn't like school. Hates it too much. Can't put in the time. Now, I need B's. Give me an A, couple B. I need B's. Don't get me wrong. We're not bringing home D's in my house, but that's fine. My other son, who is scholastic, is a studier. Knows what needs to be done, and he's on it. Well, he doesn't ever get to bring me a C. Ever, ever, ever. Ever. Oh, that's unfair. Life's unfair. Texas, my state, pointing fingers here. We deliver C's from time to time. One named Cornyn. That's a C. That's a D. That's unacceptable for a state that should have an A. South Carolina, what are you doing? Yours both suck. Louisiana, Oklahoma, what are we doing? Those should be A's, and we're delivering C's. Not good enough. I know Alaska's going to give me a C. It's the best I can hope for. I know I'm going to get probably a D plus out of Maine. And honestly, at least it's not an F. The best I can hope for. Oklahoma is so freaking blood red, I could get elected in Oklahoma. I could. I could probably just play my radio show and get elected governor in that state. That's how amazingly right that state is. James Lankford? It's not good enough. You're bringing me C's and D's, and they should be A's. That's where we need to focus our ire. All right? All right. Now, speaking of focus, have you gotten yourself ready food-wise? I know we consider all fixed and all is well now, but you also know we're driving headlong into a nasty recession, and I don't know if you heard, but $36 trillion is the new number of the day. That's right, we hit $36 trillion in debt today. Do you have an emergency food kit? Do you have any idea what's coming next year, 5 years, 10 years from now? I do not. But I know this. We see example after example, from natural disaster to wars to otherwise, of people in need of non-perishable food. My Patriot Supply has food kits at the ready. In fact, they have four-week emergency food kits, $50 off right now, 2,000 calories a day. They're prepped, ready to go. Millions of Americans have done it. And if you want $50 off, go to preparewithjesse.com. Preparewithjesse.com. Let's do some voicemails, and someone wants DeSantis in there. Hang on.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. As I've told you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, and you can leave us voicemails, 877-377-4373. Let's hear a couple of those.
Hey, Jess, quick point. Why did Donald Trump name Stefani, whatever her name is, as the UN ambassador, when we should be out of the UN? The United Nations is a disgrace. We should kick them out of the United States, especially out of New York. I mean, come on, please. I believe.
Why? Why would Trump name a UN ambassador when we should be getting out of the UN? Well, I don't necessarily disagree with you at all. I despise the UN. I would love to get out of the UN. I'd love to kick them out of that wonderful building they have in New York City and make it a veterans complex or something. I don't, maybe a building for homeless vets. I don't care what it is. I agree with you. However, remember, super Trump fans don't want to hear this because it's hard to hear. But Trump cannot fix everything. No man can. You can't walk into a poisoned system that has been poisoned down to the bones with all these problems as one man and simply change the entire thing. He can do a lot of good. It looks right now, he looks much more focused this time. It looks like he intends to do a lot of good. But remember, when we elect candidates and we get excited about them, let's say you're excited about Donald Trump and you're MAGA all the way and all that stuff, and that's good, that's fine, won an election, good, congratulations, good. You can turn a man, we do this all the time in politics, you can turn a man into a symbol. And that is the worst thing you can possibly do. And when I say turn him into a symbol, this is what I mean. You take all of your desires, you like this person, you're rooting for them, and it's a very human nature thing to do. You take all of your desires and everything you know needs to be done. Like you said, you want out of the UN. I agree with you. I agree with you. I want to be out of the UN. And you take everything you want done. And what you do is, instead of acknowledging who the person is, what they actually want, what they will do, what they won't do, what they can't do, instead you take all your hopes and dreams and desires. I do this too. We're all guilty of it. And you dump it onto their lap. And you say, there, this is what I want. He's going to do this, right? No. No. What? When has he even acted like he wanted to? Or when has he even... in what way do you think he would have the power to do that? You see what I mean? We have to be careful with wanting... Now that we won an election, we want to snap our fingers and right all the wrongs. But no one can right all the wrongs. Nobody can.
Jesse Kelly. Since I've been listening to you, I have learned that everyone that's not a MAGA Republican must be a communist. All socialists are communists. All Democrats are communists. All rhinos are communists. Everyone that doesn't wear a red MAGA cap is a communist. Thank you very much for educating me.
Yeah, you bet. Oracle, is it possible for Ron DeSantis to put himself in as a senator to replace Rubio? Ron DeSantis is not going to do that. For a variety of reasons, he's not going to do that. Ron DeSantis will pick a replacement. There have been a lot of people trying to draft different people. Some people want Byron Donalds in there. Now, remember, Byron Donalds wants to be governor of Florida. Don't know if he would take it. There's a big push to draft Laura Trump in that spot. But listen, Ron DeSantis is going to be a team player to an extent. Donald Trump is going to be a team player to an extent. But do not think for a moment that Ron DeSantis is just going to do whatever Donald Trump wants or what's best for Donald Trump. As much as you may hate this, as much as I hate this, those two are enemies. They cannot stand each other. They can't stand each other, and I'm not laying the blame at either one of their feet. They are ambitious, successful men with huge egos. They have butted heads before. They will butt heads again in the future. They see the world, the country, very, very differently. Ron DeSantis is not going to become an extension of Donald Trump just because Donald Trump got elected president. That leads me to believe, I'm guessing it won't be Laura Trump who gets put into that Senate seat. Now, you can do with that what you will. Hey, Pink Flower. If you had to pick one national institution to fix above all others, what would it be? I think I would choose Boy Scouts of America. The trannies and pedophiles targeted them years ago. We need strong boys. Gutting the Rainbow Mafia from the Boy Scouts seems to be the logical first step of gutting it from the military. Okay, look, I don't dismiss this idea at all. Remember, they went after the Boy Scouts on purpose. It wasn't an accident. They decided to infiltrate and destroy the Boy Scouts specifically because of what you just said. It was an organization treating young men, training young men to be quality, productive, hardworking citizens in a society with honor and family. These are all things the communists despise. They can't have a society full of men like that. So what do? Well, you just gut it. You attack the organization. You bank on the people who run it being too weak to stop you from your attacks, which of course they were, as they oftentimes are, and then you take it over. But no, that's not the institution that's most important. The institution that's most important that they took over is the church. By far. By far. By a mile. The American church is the only force in this country that is powerful enough to not only just combat communism, to wipe it out. If the American church would actually be a church universally, then it would wipe out communism in this country with a vengeance. It would. But instead, through many, 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 many years, and a bunch of low-T pastors and a bunch of losers and scumbags taking over these huge corporate churches, it's been watered down and whittled down to just, I love hippie Jesus. Oh my gosh, look at our new tranny elder. Woo! Well, St. George Floyd had a good point. We do have white privilege. That was my pastor. I'm not pointing fingers at yours. That was mine. I left that church, of course. The American church becoming some effeminate, limp-wristed loserville. That is what we need to change. And it's not every church, mind you. There are incredible churches out there speaking the truth and raising people to be the Christian warriors they're supposed to be. But there are a bunch of dork churches out there I don't want to touch that. I don't want to make anyone uncomfortable. What if someone sends me an email? Pathetic. Anyway, if you do send that email, you can send it from your Pure Talk phone and it'll definitely go through. It'll still hurt your pastor's feelings, but the email will go through. You see, Pure Talk is more than just the patriotic cell phone company that saves you money. Pure Talk, they're on the same 5G network. So when you switch, you save a fortune. You support a company that shares and promotes your values. But you don't have to worry about dropping calls. That would probably be the biggest concern I hear from people. Jesse, I want to switch to Pure Talk, but I need it for work. I have to be able to get a hold of my kids. It's on the same network. It's the same coverage, only you pay less and you pay somebody who shares and promotes your values. That's Pure Talk. Switch. Today's the day. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an extra 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
It's hard to read the news these days without asking yourself, how did we get here? Fiasco is a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which resulted in a high-stakes stalemate, ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.